This is Bill Radke. Welcome to KUOW's The Record. It's 12:06, and we're going to find out in 3 hours if the kids in the hall, that would be the Baseball Hall of Fame, and a kid named Ken Griffey Jr., who took his first swing at the Kingdome at age 19.
And now has made the club and is going to play in center field for them. Whoops, that one to left field. First swing is deep. Kittle back. Goodbye, home run! His first swing at the Kingdome!
Now, I was in Seattle during the Griffey era. Maybe you were too. What I remember is the smile, the easy grace, even the, people call him the kid. He had nicknames like that, Junior, the kid. I want to know how a Ken Griffey Jr. is seen from outside Seattle as he's about to maybe become a unanimous Hall of Fame candidate. We'll find out. Mike Pesca hosts Slate's The Gist podcast, and he's that out-of-towner. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
So someone who's not invested, you're not a homer, what do you think when you think Ken Griffey Jr.?
Well, first of all, I think you said we'll find out if he's in the hall. He's in the hall.
Yeah, he's in the hall.
Most certainly in the hall. It will become official. And the question is, not will it be unanimous? There are these cranky old voters who will never vote for someone on a first ballot because they don't think any – they have whatever ideas and they're allowed to do and pursue their ideas by voting against Ken Griffey for Hall of Fame inclusion, which is insane. Tom Seaver got 98.84% of the vote. Maybe some are saying Ken Griffey could eclipse that. What I think is a great player and what people who love baseball outside of Seattle think, I hope it's something akin to that, a great player. I do have to say, though, you know, baseball fans are a nostalgic bunch, and I most probably agree with you. The grace, the ease, not just what he did, but how he played. He seemed to have a great attitude. Some of this chafes to me, a person like me, who with baseball, we conflate and inflate the personality of these players. We god them up, as the sports writer Robert Lipsight said, which is not at all to say anything negative about Ken Griffey Jr. But you see some other really deserving players like Mike Piazza, or who has never even, you know, proven to do steroids, being voted out of the hall because he doesn't live up to this impossible standard that we, you know, either say Ken Griffey did live up to or convince himself he lived up to.
Why? How is Piazza so different? What do you mean? What was so different about Mike Piazza from Ken Griffey?
Well, in this era that Ken Griffey played in, it is important to note that steroids and performance-enhancing drugs were rampant. And we really, really think that Ken Griffey didn't do steroids. But nothing would shock me, having covered baseball during that time. And so people, I think, rightly note, imagine if he had played in a different era, how much better his statistics would seem comparatively. And then you have Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds, who were proven to have done steroids, and they're not being allowed in the hall, although the statistics and accomplishments would indicate that they certainly deserve to be, more than deserve, you know, case for Bonds being the greatest player of all time. But you go down the line and you have players who are only tangentially involved with steroids, who it was very strongly rumored. What does that mean, that they did steroids? And then you have, which means that players like Mike Piazza or Jeff Bagwell, again, not just no test ever proved it. You know, the same was said of Lance Armstrong. I mean, nothing circumstantial strongly indicated it. It was just rumor, and players are being kept out of the hall because the Baseball Hall of Fame says we have to consider character. Ken Griffey has character. To the people who vote for the hall, Mike Piazza, you know, doesn't have character.
Okay,
by the way, you're a Mariners fan, I'm a Mets fan. Let's put that on the table.
Why were there no rumors about Ken, that I ever heard,
yes,
serious whispers about Ken Griffey Jr.? Steroids in that,
yes,
era. Come on, the greats did it.
It doesn't seem that he did steroids.
But why do we think that?
Well, we think that because the absence of proof, but also with certain players, you see big accomplishment jumps, right? Or with Mike Piazza, who I mentioned, if he does make the hall, he'll be the lowest player ever drafted to make the hall. Ken Griffey will be the highest. He will be the first number one overall pick to make the Hall of Fame, which says that he was always great. He was great as a youngster. He was great as a child. He came into this league as a teenager and he was great, and the greatness just increased. And it didn't increase when his hat size increased, like with Barry Bonds.
But to be clear, Ken Griffey Jr.'s hat size didn't seem to increase, did it? He didn't puff up.
No, only in that one episode of The Simpsons where he took that growth tonic.
Got it.
If you remember that one.
Okay, so finally we're gonna find out in about 3 hours that we all know he's in the Hall of Fame, but
yeah,
somebody out there is gonna fold his arms and say, nobody gets in unanimously, not even the kid.
Yeah. Okay. And this is an, I think, antiquated notion. There are so many voters, and the dictates about how you vote are pretty vague. So there are a couple guys who just will never vote for someone on the first ballot. Fine. Great. You win. Ken Griffey won't be unanimous. That's a fine blow for whatever you're trying to give a fine blow for.
Don't take it personally, kid. Ken Griffey Jr., nobody gets in unanimously. That vote will happen a little bit later today, and we've been talking with Mike Pesca, who hosts the GIST podcast on Slate, and we love when he visits with us. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
It's KUOW's The Record.